I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
Good morning, good morning. This is Bob Sherwood, and I've got two words for you today. Or maybe they're four words. Get out a piece of paper and write them down. The first word is onboarding. O-N-B-O-A-R-D-I-N-G. You cannot pick up any article today, anything about people, and not see something about the onboarding process. That's the first concept for this morning. The second concept is a pilot's checklist. That's right, a pilot's checklist. I'm going to integrate those two concepts before I'm finished this morning, so keep that in mind. Now, let's first go to a pilot's checklist. A pilot gets in an aircraft, sits down in the pilot's seat. He's flown this airplane. He has maybe 4,000 hours on this airplane. But what is the first thing he does, or what is one of the first things? He has a pilot's checklist. That's right. He pulls it out. Sometimes it's laminated. Sometimes these days it's on an iPad. But they go through it step by step. Switch on, switch off. Switch on, switch off. This switch on, this switch off. Fuel, go through the fuel, the weight, the V1 speed. All of those things that are very, very familiar to the pilot, they go through one at a time. I guess most pilots probably know the checklist by heart. But they're smart enough not to rely on their own memory. Because also, there's a thing called the cockpit voice recorder, the CVR, which records them saying the item, like fuel, and somebody else saying check, fuel, etc. But the point is, they have a checklist. Hours and hours they've flown this airplane, but they have a checklist, and the good pilots, all the pilots, in fact, have to go through this checklist before they even start the engines. I think that's absolutely important in the onboarding process. I've asked HR managers, when you get a new employee, what's your process? And they'll rattle it off, or they may have a sheet of paper, but it's not an official checklist. Now I'll give you an example of my own experience. When I was president of the Center for Business Innovation, we had about 50 employees, and every month we'd usually add one or two new employees. And we had a checklist, and we made sure that when that employee showed up that morning, we had the following things ready for them. Their business cards were ready to go, 500 of them at their desk. The employee manual at their desk. The computer they were going to use plugged in and ready to go. The name of their, call it their partner, someone they could go to for any questions, was there. And the contact information was on their desk. In other words, we had a checklist. But we made sure that that checklist was followed and ready to go the time, the instant the employee came in the door. We weren't saying, oh, we'll go get you a chair. No, we had a chair ready to go for them, right? This is like the pilot's checklist. I've talked to too many people, and they go to work for a large corporation, and here's what they say. Well, I didn't get my business card until I'd been there 4 months. I didn't get my email until I'd been there 3 months. I didn't get my employee plan. I didn't get my defined benefits plan. I didn't get this. I didn't get that. Well, how do you think that person feels? And of course, that's reflected in how many people leave their job in the first 6 months. I just read an article from a reasonably reliable source, and they're talking about 25% of the new employees in large corporations leave within the first 6 months. Now, the big things have already been established, you know, how much vacation you get, what your salary is going to be, what your bonus might be, and those kinds of things. So people are leaving because they don't feel like they've been part of the team. Now, all of us bring on new people. If we have a team of 15 people, we occasionally bring a new person into our team. If we run a group of like 8 or 9 people, we bring a new person into our team. If we have a group of 100 people, it's all the same. The objective is to make sure when the new person comes in, the time for that person to get up to speed, but even more importantly, the time for that person to feel accepted and a part of the group has to happen real fast. And if all the little things aren't done, then the person's not going to feel comfortable. I can tell you that I interviewed people after I hired them, and I'd say, what was the most important thing you found when you first joined us? And very often they'll say, I really like the fact that my business cards were ready to go and on my desk. Because even today, people like to hand out their business cards. Yes, even in the days of digital technology, giving a business card to your friend or somebody in your family, it's just an indication that the company recognizes your importance. Business cards cost like 10 bucks to get. People talked about their business card. They talked about the fact that their chair was ready, their desk was ready. If you have nameplates for people, the nameplate was ready. Now, we made absolutely sure before that person joined our company, before that person came in the door on their first day, that all of those things, the pilot's checklist, was done. Not just checked off, but ready to go, available for that person. If I had to postpone the start date 2 or 3 days to get that stuff done, I would postpone it. Because that first time is important. Yeah, it's like the first date. It's like the first meeting. Yeah, they've already agreed to join the company. And so at some high level, you know, they're on board. But the onboarding details are important. And I can tell you, many HR departments, HR managers, don't think about those little things. They think their work is done. The person has been hired. They've signed their NDA agreements. They've signed their employee agreements. And okay, now it's somebody else's problem. Maybe it's the manager's problem to onboard that person. I think of it about the pilot's checklist. The pilot cannot start the engine until he's been through the checklist. You can't get in and just, you know, I guess put the key in and start the engines. He's got to go through the checklist. And not only that, but as he goes through the checklist, his steps are recorded. They're monitored. And very often, if you listen to any of the air disaster audios, you'll find out that very often they miss something or they went through it too fast. In other words, they didn't get their onboarding process done correctly, and they maybe they paid the price, or maybe their passengers paid the price. I'm not trying to be sad about those kind of things, but I'm just saying is that the onboarding is like that too. You want that person to come in, sit down. Of course you can do the lunch, take them out to lunch, and you do the celebration toast, and oh gosh, we're happy to have you on board. Those are all verbal things and all important, but the physical reality of things, your chair is ready, your desk is ready, your name tag is ready, your business card is ready. All of those things are ready to go and at your desk. Because what does that mean? It means that you, the manager, have thought enough about this employee to make sure those things are ready to go. Analogous to the pilot, the pilot recognizes the importance of his job and the severity of not doing something correctly, the punishment. So he wants to make sure his job is done correctly and ready to go. So he goes through the pilot's checklist. Now, what does this mean? Well, first, if you don't have a checklist for onboarding somebody onto your team, into your company, into your group, then you should have it. And if you don't know what should be on the list, ask people that are already on your team. How did you feel when you joined the company? What was ready to go? What wasn't ready to go? How would you have done the onboarding better? It may not be business cards, maybe other things. maybe the key you use to get in the door, or the card that you use to enter the office, whatever it might be, the security information, those kinds of things. But having those things ready to go is what we're talking about as being absolutely important. That's all I'm going to say this morning about onboarding. But I want to make sure that everyone understands that's listening to this, that after years and years of hiring people and firing people and bringing people on board, I can tell you that onboarding process is absolutely important. And managers, team leaders, group leaders, all should take it absolutely important. Don't be casual about it. Don't be cavalier about it. Think as yourself as that pilot with 130 passengers in the back, recognizing that that checklist, which I've done as a pilot 400 or 500 times, I'm going to do it again today as if it was the first time. Because that's how serious the onboarding checklist is too. That's all I've got this morning on onboarding. I'm going to publish this later. Take a look, take a listen. If you have a comment or a criticism of onboarding or some ideas, give it to me. I'm at webtalkwithbob@gmail.com. That's webtalkwithbob@gmail.com. Now, I know, the podcasts cover a broad range of things. Today it's onboarding. Makes me think of maybe onboarding when you maybe bring somebody new into your family. What do you have them ready to go? I don't know. That's probably not analogous. I mean, when you bring a baby in, you probably don't have to have a checklist for the baby. Although it wouldn't hurt, diapers, linens, etc. But think about it. Onboarding for managers. That's all I got today. Have a good day. And remember to write down those two comments. The pilot's checklist. Everyone's a pilot. What's your checklist look like? Onboarding. Get your onboarding checklist done. If you're team leaders, very important to your team. Don't be too casual about it. Don't be cavalier. It's serious business. That's all I got for today. Thanks very much. Have a great day. And I'll talk to you again later. Bob Sherwood signing off. Bob brought to you courtesy of